Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence, and this is my co-host, our co-host. I'm your co-host. This is Jeff with two Fs.
That's right. We talked about that last week. We had Jeff and Renata Walton here. Jeff with one F and Renata. And what we're going to be talking about today is a continuation of last week where they became missionaries in Malawi, Africa. But this week we want to dive into what is it that they're doing, the impact that they're having on the communities, and where God is taking them with some exciting new ventures and blessings that they're going to be able to change the lives of the children in Malawi,
Africa. It's going to be good.
Absolutely.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Friends, we got some people who are really out there. Like, we're talking out there in Malawi, Africa. What do you know about that? Mm-hmm. I've actually been there.
Really?
What do you know? Yes, I have been there. Uh-huh. And you should put it on your bucket list. And it's great to have Jeff and Renata Walton with us here again this week. And we last week talked a lot about their call. What's a missionary to them? Why are you doing this? And that was great and exciting, worth watching. We were encouraged by the power of prayer and how people can make a difference. We talked briefly about a lady who went with them and made all the difference in the world while they just got adjusted. What a game changer that was, something that any one of us could do. Mm-hmm. This week, we're going to be privileged to listen to Jeff and Renata tell us a little more about what they're actually doing day to day, week to week, month to month, right in the Village of Hope, as it's called. It's going to be another great show.
Mm-hmm. So, jumping right into it, what do you do now in Village of Hope? I know last week you mentioned a little bit about dealing with, part of helping kids and supporting the local system there, but what is it that you do at Village of Hope in Malawi?
Yeah, we're located in the capital city of Malawi, which is called Lilongwe. And we're working in a community there called Kauma. Kauma is an inner city slum where about 50,000 people live in a high density, low income community there. And we're right in the heart of it, working out of a local church there. We work with orphan and vulnerable children by providing education, healthcare and nutrition, along with discipleship to these kids. And in total, we have about 220 children in our programs.
Okay.
And we administrate the programs. We're in there with the kids day by day, seeing to their needs. We have an awesome staff there on the ground who really are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and we're just privileged to be a part of it.
Okay. And what are, I know last week, Renata, you mentioned that you're more in an administrative role, but what are your roles within Village of Hope? Like, are you caretakers? Are you directors? Like, what is it that you do specifically in your role?
So Jeff's role is the director, which means all of the oversight with current and future planning for moving the program forward in terms of local initiatives and strategic planning. And I'm the administrator, which involves everything else, basically. No, it's largely a financial payroll, a lot of human resource management, and lots of different social work aspects as well.
Okay. Yeah. And last week we mentioned how, you know, Jeff, you were a plumber. And so to go from being a plumber to director of an organization in a foreign country, I mean, yes, you had some background training in school But this is kind of a foreign entity to you as far as a new career path. How was that for you, being able to pick that up? Like, did God just naturally equip you? Did you have to learn things? Like, how was it diving into a new role like that?
Yeah, you know, like anyone entering a new career path, there was a large learning curve. And there are still days where, you know, I have to go back to the playbook and figure out what we do in this sort of situation.
Right.
Fortunately, I had the benefit of joining a larger organization called Village of Hope Africa Society, and they've been doing this in Africa for almost 20 years now.
Okay.
So I had the mountain of their experience to lean upon, their policies, procedures, their child protection policies, and a lot of training as well on the ground there, some of it online, a lot of one-to-one with some of the other directors in other countries. So there's a family that just kind of brought me in. And showed me the ropes.
Nice. Excellent. And how did your kids do with the transition? Because I know some of, I mean, as young as 2 months old, but you had four of them. So how was the transition for them into this new life in Africa?
That's like, a good question.
How did they take it?
Yeah. So when we left, they were 2 months, just under two, three, and five. And so the three younger ones transitioned very well, very easily. I mean, a two-month-old baby here, and in Malawi, there's not much difference.
Right.
Yeah. But our oldest son, who was five at the time, he's the one, I think, that has struggled the most.
Okay.
And I would say not even a lot, but the most of all of them. And so I still remember the night. It was our last night in Canada, staying with some friends and listening to him say goodbye to my mother. And that was painful. They were both sobbing, and I was texting my best friend saying, what have I done?
Right.
To pull him away from her. They're still very close. But so from time to time, he's the one who will say, well, I really miss Canada. And depending on how things are going, I'll really engage that and say, well, what do you miss? And he can't really think of anything.
Okay.
But he'll always say, family. I miss my family. And so we've been blessed. My mom has come to Malawi a couple of times and some other relatives. But all in all, they've transitioned very well. And when we came to Canada last time, I was expecting that they wouldn't want to go back to
really?
Malawi. Yeah, okay. Just because life here, there are so many exciting, entertaining things that we don't have access to in a place like Malawi. And we were here for about 4 weeks, and they started asking, when are we going home?
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
So it's become home.
It has, yeah. And even now, we've only been in Canada for about 10 days, and our second child is already saying, I'm ready to go home. It's so boring here.
Canada is boring. Okay.
You heard it.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as, you know, you touched on family. And from what I can tell from following your journey, family is a huge component of society in Malawi. Everything seems to be circled around family, from the work that you do with the kids who may be, they don't have a mother or father anymore, and trying to connect them with extended family. How has that played into your role as missionaries as far as that family unit and being able to impact the lives of the kids that you work with?
I would say the traditional model of orphan care in Malawi is other family members.
Okay.
But poverty has made that so challenging for them. And so Village of Hope can actually undergird the family by taking on those expenses like education, healthcare, nutrition that cost relatively little in comparison with a developed place like Canada, but that are so far out of reach for an average Malawian who would make about $2 a day as the average income.
Right. Really?
And when you consider that they would have to pay school fees, pay to go to the hospital, obviously buying food,
right.
And that's not even touching the water or electricity or anything else. So Village of Hope can actually support not just one child that's in the program, but they essentially care for the whole family.
Okay.
By giving the opportunity for the children to have enrollment into the program. You know, we have those day-to-day things that are provided, but then sometimes a church, like last Thanksgiving, they raised enough money for every family to have a bag of maize, which is the staple food in Malawi.
Right.
And it meant it's a month's worth of food.
Wow.
You know, and that costs about $10.
That's
and
it.
The whole family could eat this bag. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so that kind of a thing, it stabilizes the home situation. And so Village of Hope can actually partner with people who are already doing orphan care.
Right.
And that's the extended families, grandparents, aunts, uncles, older siblings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you have day-to-day people. There was like two groups of people, I think, of the children that you were looking after. And one of them was like every day, and yet some of them, I think, were orphaned. And you taught me this definition of what an orphan is. Can you tell us a little bit about that? We have a couple of minutes here.
Sure. So an orphan would be a child who has lost either a mother, a father, or both. So a single orphan is one that has lost one parent, and a double orphan having lost both parents.
Okay, so you don't run an orphanage, per se?
No.
No, not at all.
Right.
Okay, and yet there are orphans that you help to provide care for. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, that's right. Our whole program is focused primarily on orphans, but also vulnerable children. So, for example, we have a child in the program. Both of his parents are blind, and they have six children.
Wow.
And the father is going out every day to beg just to get enough money to buy food. So, no, he's not an orphan child, but very vulnerable because of both parents being blind. So,
Yeah.
I'm just amazed that, the care.
Yes.
How thankful those parents must be.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Oh, that's incredible.
Absolutely. And we have to take a quick break, but I can't wait to get into where God is taking you, because there's been some exciting things that have recently happened in the last year or so, and where God is taking you now. And in particular, I'm thinking about your Hope Kids Church. I want to hear about that when we come back from the break. So stick around, we're going to get to that right in a minute.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi friends, we're back. So excited to have missionaries Jeff and Renata Walton with us. Before the break, we were learning about a whole new church venture, and it's exciting. You can tell us all about it, what it's called, and where it's come from. Tell us about this exciting venture.
Yeah, so early in 2016, one of our team members came to us and really felt like she had a burden to start a chapel service for the kids.
Okay.
And as a team, we got together and talked about it, and we were right on board with that. And the question was, do we open it up just for Village of Hope kids, or do we just say, throw the doors wide, and any kid in the community can come and worship with us, pray with us? And that's where we landed. Let's just make this open to anybody. You don't have to be a Village of Hope kid. You don't have to be in that camp, so to speak, in order to come.
Okay, so I'm hearing you say that there's this new church that's open to every kid in Malawi, but just a second here. And you mean it wasn't your great idea or your great idea? Like maybe somebody else came up with it? Is that what I just heard you say?
Yeah, her name was Mary. She's her her job description is feeding program worker. She serves the kids food every day, make sure they're well cared for. She's also assisting at our preschool, and God put it on her heart. She's has a beautiful heart, and when we heard her vision for it, it resonated with the whole team.
That's exciting. There are things that God has put in your heart, and you've wondered, is this just from me? No, it's not just from you. God is stirring you. And you know, through a good relationship with other people in your church, I guarantee you God is wanting to do something where you can come and strengthen someone, or they can come and strengthen you. But that fascinates me. And that you are happy to receive it. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm learning here that this actually, like, it wasn't just a good idea. It's actually happening. Like, it's more than an idea. Is that right?
Yeah. And we even resisted calling it a church for a long time. You know, we just called it chapel. It was chapel. Friday nights, 3 o'clock. Friday afternoon, sorry, 3 o'clock. Yeah. And we started with 35 kids. Okay. And those were the kids in our program that were coming out. And we just tell them, hey, tell your friends. Anyone can come in here. We're just singing songs, learning about Jesus. We'll have a snack. And then 45 minutes, it's finished. And they started coming. It doubled in size over the next couple of months. And within 6 months, we had 100 kids coming in.
Wow.
And it didn't stop there, in fact. More and more kids were coming out. By the following summer, we had 350 kids.
So 10 times the size.
10 times the amount in just over a year. It was unbelievable. And that particular Friday was really special because we had a special guest in talking to the kids. And he said to us after the service, well, it looks like you guys have planted a church. We said, what? No, we're not church planters. Like, right. This is not a church.
Hey, that's not in the contract.
And we said, you know, we pray together. Yeah, we sing songs. Yeah, we preach the word, but we're not a church. It's just a bunch of kids having fun. And it was actually at that moment where we realized that we hadn't planned a church, but Renata, what was the Lord speaking to you about that?
Yeah, so we purchased a new piece of property to start building the center for Village of Hope. Okay. And God had been whispering in my heart that He would like us to plant a church. And when we became missionaries, that was something I was definitely not interested in. I like administration, I like order, I like knowing what's going to happen, and for me, church planting, none of that takes place.
No.
And I said really clearly, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And the Lord as clearly said, you're not going to do it, you're going to watch me do it.
Oh.
And so we've just seen this chapel, which is now a church, grow, and Jeff said that it went to 350. Well, today it's at an average weekly attendance of 500.
500?
500. Yeah. And we actually have to close the doors at a point because it just gets too full, because the church that we meet in is completely packed out. And the unique thing about this community, there's about 50,000 people that live there, and 30,000 of those are children. And there is not a Sunday school program or a kids club or a midweek Bible adventure for them to go to. So this has really started something in the heart of Kauma to disciple children in the name of Jesus.
That's amazing.
That is fantastic.
Now, you just touched on there a little bit that you've purchased a new property. So, I mean, in the few years that you've been there, obviously, you know, because of your obedience, God has blessed what you're doing, and He's expanding your territory now. And I'm thinking of, you know, the prayer of Jabez.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is on the horizon for this new property? I know I've seen a photo of it. It's kind of overlooking some water or something there. Like, it's a beautiful piece of land. So what is it that God's put on your heart for that property?
Yeah, we're so excited to have property right there in Kauma, because as we said, the church just can't hold what God is doing. And if you just go down the road and over a little bridge and up around the corner, you'll find about 3 acres of land that Village of Hope will be developing over the next few years. And we are thrilled about what God can do there. We're going to have a primary school there from grade 1 to 8. We're going to have a multi-purpose facility where we're now going to plant a second church because the other one's full.
So the non-church planters are going to plant a second church. There's another show for you.
That's right.
I'm telling you. And yeah, we'll move our offices there. Wow. We're going to put a first aid center there that will serve the school and Village of Hope children. And we're going to have a soccer pitch there for the kids to play, right, and a garden. It's just going to be a place for the kids to come and be loved and have their needs met.
That's amazing. Now, we're coming to the end of the show, so we've got just a few minutes. There was something you said, Renata, in our last episode. You mentioned giving God your yes. I want you to just kind of bring this all to a circle, wrapping up on what does that mean, giving God your yes? Because that's what you did.
Yeah, it's true. We said yes to being missionaries, but we didn't really know all that that would entail. Mm-hmm. And anytime you give a yes to Jesus, it's a step of obedience, and then he will give you another opportunity to say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we said yes to going to Malawi. We said yes to planting a church. We said yes to a new piece of property, and he is unfolding a glorious story. And the Christian life is a long obedience in the same direction.
Right, yeah.
And anytime you give Jesus your yes, he will then give you another opportunity to say yes.
Yeah.
And through all of it, he brings glory to his name, and he brings people to him, and he changes lives, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what is it that God's saying to you, and do you need to say yes? So as you go through the next week, we want to encourage you, press into God and say, is this something where you need my yes? Mm-hmm. And I bet you the answer is going to be, yes. Because God works on obedience. And when we are faithful to his calling and being obedient to what he's asked us to do, he will take you to places, maybe like Africa, maybe just to your neighbor's house. But he will open doors like you've never had open before. And he will use you in ways that you would not believe possible. So give God your yes. If anything from the last 2 weeks resonates with you, I think that would be the key point, is giving God your yes. Mm-hmm. Now, right before we go, how can people find out more about you? Have you got a website? Where can they check you out?
Yeah, you can find us on the web at www.thewaltonfamily.org/Africa. Or you can check us out at vohafrica.com.
And you can go to either of those websites, find out ways to sponsor a child, even to come to Malawi and volunteer with us. We would love that. And just to learn more about the organization and what is happening in 5 different countries in 8 locations.
That's amazing. I'm so excited.
Yes. Jeff and Renata, thank you so much for joining us. And I know your time is precious while you're here in Canada, and we really appreciate that you would take the time to stop by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
It's quite frankly, I think it's a pleasure for us. This is good. And you want to join us next week because we're going to be exploring more in depth the idea of giving God your yes. We're going to take a look at some scriptures about that and just what exactly does that mean for your faith, and where can you see God take you? See you next week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.